Hey, what's up, everyone? This is JC out of New York City, taking a second to say what's up out of this rat race over here for Geo's Passion Podcast. I tune in. I loving it. Loving the content, the headlines, listening in. Also want to say a quick shout to GPP, Geo's Passion Posse. Yo, keep doing what you're doing, Jack.
Parental discretion advised. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Geo's Passion, where some of the names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. Enjoy the ride.
What's up, Geo's Passion Posse, GPP, and the place to be. My name is Jack. I'm bringing you this podcast from my GPP studios in Tampa, and I am still your host. Well, I hope everybody's doing well. It's been a crazy couple of weeks here and there and stuff like that, but finally got to take a little break. I hope you're all doing well. And let me just give you a little rundown about what's been going on lately. So, first of all, let me start this episode by thanking all of you new listeners who are listening on Podbeam. You guys and gals are just like breaking charts there. So I appreciate that. You're kicking butts and the numbers show it. So Podbeam, the listeners there, you know who you are. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And thanks again for your support. So also, one thing you as a listener might not know about, we get analytics just like, YouTube and stuff like that. We know who's listening from where, when, where, the sex, male, female, age range, countries, states, and stuff like that. So, we got some new listeners from West India, West Bengal, India, and from London, UK. So, hello from over the pond. But I appreciate you all taking the time to reach out and listen. You know what I'm saying? It means a lot to me. It means a lot. I appreciate you also expanding the podcast to more listeners internationally. So, you know, we're blowing it up. Blow. Yes, sir. Hello. How are you? Hello, uncle. Hello, auntie. Anyway, so listen, after the last podcast, I did some traveling and I attended a wedding. Wedding. Yep, I have to say, my brother finally got married. Yes, yes, he has finally tied the knot. And I congratulate him and his new wife, you know, and I appreciate them inviting me to the wedding and everything. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful wedding. But like with family and friends, when it comes to a wedding and a funeral, you finally catch up with those whom you haven't seen in years, you know. And there was a lot of people there that I had not seen in a lot of years. And one of those people who I caught up with that I haven't seen in about 30 years, maybe even 35 years. And though it's been that long, it's like we never left, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give a shout out to my cousin DJ for Fear and his lovely wife who were there. It was great catching up with them. Great catching up with you guys because, you know, you're the life of the party. And I heard some stories too. So, but I'm not going to disclose it here. But, you know, the thing about my cousin, he's a storybook teller. All right. I call him the, Facebook family story, teller. He's cool. He's calm. His demeanor, like even if he's upset, he has a very calm demeanor. And that's what makes his videos entertaining on Facebook, you know. From the happiest time to the saddest of time, he's always so even keel that he makes even a funeral funny, okay? So shout out to you, cuz. See you at the next one. Hopefully it's another wedding and not a funeral. Now, just a little housekeeping. Don't forget to follow and subscribe to my podcast, no matter what listening platform you're on. I'm working on getting 2,000 subscribers and followers. I currently have 961. Yes, we are growing, growing, growing. Let's build Geo's Passion and Geo's Passion Posse. Like I said recently with the Podbeam, I was shocked. I was like, wow, that's a home run there. So I really, really appreciate everything that you guys and gals are doing. So summer loving happened so fast. Summer loving was such a blast. So for those of you who do not know where that song is from, I'm going to tell you. The song is from Greece. Let's go! Come on! So have you ever been with someone that makes you smile and really appreciate their company? But the only thing is that you know you're not going to be something permanent. You know that at the end of the day, you're just filling a space or a gap or an emptiness, something that you both have. And an emptiness that you both have. Well, when that starts, it starts real hot and heavy and it's fire. You guys can't stop spending time with each other and stuff like that. So, but then one day it all goes away. It all goes away. Why you say that? Why? Why? Because it was a summer loving happened so fast. It goes away and you have to move on in life and the other person has to move on in life too. You both knew what you were getting into and it was oh so fun. It was so fun. So if you're wondering if you've experienced this in life or in reality TV, the answer is maybe. Maybe. Maybe why? But as the title suggests, and as I gave you hints already, it's how the movie Grease started with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John saying goodbye to each other once summer ended. But let's fast forward to today. Now that Memorial Day has passed, we are officially what? We are officially in the summer season. Yes, thank you. Yes, we are officially in the summer season. And though I know many of you have gotten over multiple seasons already, what seasons have you gotten over? Let's see. We had, cuffing season. Yes. We had spring fling. Yes. And now comes hot girl summer. Or just the summer romance season. See, the time of year that we're getting into now is the time of year you meet that someone at an event or a picnic, either solo or through friends. And since you have more time to spend with them because you're off from work or from school or something like that, it means a lot. This time, the kids are out of school. And if you have kids, they're either with the fathers or the mothers in another part of town or even a country away for the summertime. This is the time where you're able to release all the pressure and stresses you've been suffering for the last 10 months. And now you have 2 months, or as they say in Chicago, 100 days. You have 100 days of summer, 2 months of summer, where you can let go of yourself and experience a hedonistic and free approach to love, romance, and freedom. Let me ask you, how many of you out there are ready to enjoy the company of someone who will text you and make plans and actually come through with it? That's one of the biggest complaints I see out there, you know, on the YouTube, TikTok, podcast, this, that, that. Oh, my God. He doesn't know how to make an appointment. He doesn't know how to make a date. He doesn't know how to make a reservation and say, hey, I'm picking you up at this time, this, 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 and this, and that. It happens. It happens. It happens a lot. But, you know, well, let's change it up this summer. Let's do this. And it just doesn't have to be the guy. I mean, because, you know, women want the quality. So, hey, let's go, ladies. Hit up the man. Be like, yo, I'm going here. I want you to join me if you're available. If not, no worries. All right, let's do this. Come on. Let's equality it for the summertime. How many of you are ready to meet someone? Huh? How many? How many of you are ready to meet someone who will hug you and kiss you on the cheek at the first meeting, at that first date? When you're first getting to know each other, they hug you and kiss you with a sense of sensuality that makes you believe you've never been greeted this way before. There was a movie called, I think it was Don Juan DeMarco with Johnny Depp. And one of the lines that I remember, and I might be off a little bit because it's been a while, but is, I'd like to make love to you like you've never been made love to before. It's something like that, some cheesy line, but it's like, boom, that was the whole movie, you know what I'm saying? So, and of course we know Dong Huang, you know, is the Papi Chulo, so back in the day, so. But yeah, you know, somebody who approaches you that way, hey, how you doing? It's okay, feel safe in my arms, you know? And it's like, yeah. You know, you go on that first date with them, you go out, picnic, restaurant, coffee, wine, doesn't matter. And you feel like you've known that person for your whole life. But remember, for that to happen, you must be open and receptive to accept this type of approach and feelings. Yes, you have your guard up. Everybody has their guard ups, from guys to girls. They all have their guard up. But remember that a summer loving happens so fast. A summer loving will be a blast. You'll meet a girl who's crazy for you. you'll meet a guy as cute as can be. Summer sun. Anyway, though I've used Greece as an example, I want you to take some time away from this, all right? Take some time away from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. And take this away from this, all right? It's time to open up and receive the love. No matter how big or small the love you receive this summer is, go to those events. Go to those events you don't like. Learn to enjoy yourself this summer. Make PDA. For those of you who do not know what PDA is, public displays of affection, all right? A normal thing. Make it a normal thing again this summer. Hold their hands, kiss their lips, and hug their bodies. Hold their hands, kiss their lips, and hug their bodies. Feel the energy and the life that you bring to each other and wake up parts of your body, mind, and soul. Among other things, they get wet and hard. From that special feeling your new friends give you. So listen, get off these dating apps and do it in person. Talk to that group member, that barista, that delivery person that you know, that someone who you see randomly enough to know their name and what they do, but not know enough that they like a caramel macchiato, or they like a Cabernet Sauvignon, or they like truffle fries, or they like highlight. Look, GPP, let's do it, all right? Let's do this, GPP. And let me know how you found your summer loving and what things you were doing that's not normal to you. Things that you're doing, thinking out of the box, stepping out of the box, kicking that box down the road and saying, hey, until August, until September, I don't want to see that box around, okay? Tell me how you stepped out of your box, how you approached that person, and how the two of you are doing now. How impassioned you are with each summer day that passes by. Remember, enjoy the ride. Woo, let's go, GPP. Yeah, buddy. So I'm telling you, the weather's getting hotter in Florida. There's been a lot of rain, which is cool. So it's cool to cool things down a little bit. But it's that time of year, you know what I'm saying? I mean, cuffing season's done. Spring fleeing is done. Hot girl summer's here. But it's not all about you women. It's about the guys, too. Guys, step up your game. Women, step up your game. And then again, if you want that equality thing, women, step up your game even more. Text that guy. All right? Hey, what's up? Listen, I'm going to the movies. You want to join me? Hey, what's up? I'm going out to eat. Want to join me? No strings attached. Nothing too serious. If they say, no, I'm not available, all right, no problem, no worries. No heartbreak, no hard feelings. That's it. But throw it out there. You got to throw it out there. You got to open up. You got to do what you got to do. Because at the end of the day, that's what's up. All right? That's what's up. So I hope everybody, takes advantage of the summer. I hope everybody takes advantage of being able to find somebody to spend time with. And again, it's not a situationship. It's a summer romance. It's a big difference. A situationship is something long-lasting. Cuffing season is short. So I would call this the summer of cuffing. Yeah, I know. You're all in the background like, what the hell? It's okay. Trust me. And speaking of summer, the boys of summer are here. So don't forget, now that we're talking about sports, the All-Star Game, the baseball All-Star Game, is being played at T-Mobile Park in Seattle, Washington. The game will be held on July 11th, and the 2023 Scott's MLB All-Star ballot is up. And the phase one of voting is underway. Vote for up to 5 times a day until June 22nd to pick a player from your favorite team to start for the July 11th Midsummer Classics at T-Mobile Park. So you can go to MLB.com/all-star. MLB.com/all-star. And there's a hyphen between the all and the star. And you can vote up to 5 times a day there to get one of your favorite players to be a starter in the 2023 July 11th Baseball All-Stars. So now my Mets. My Mets are currently in second place, 3.5 games behind the Atlanta Braves with a record of 30 wins and 27 losses. And the Rays are currently in first place with a record of 40 wins and 18 losses. My schedule has been crazy. I'm still trying to catch a game with K-Fed this summer so that go out and watch some baseball with this new baseball clock that's like really, really fast and stuff like that. So we'll see what's up. But yeah, I haven't forgotten you, K-Fed. And the Yankees are in third place with a record of 34 wins and 24 losses. But that's only six games back since the American League East has the best record in baseball. They're doing very, very, very well in the American League East. They're usually some of the toughest competitors out there. So, you know, that's what happens when you're in a great league like that. So, and that's why I'm surprised the Rays, as good as they do, don't have a larger attendance. And it has to be where the stadium's located. It's got to be where the stadium's located. Because downtown St. Pete's nice. It's a nice place, but traffic getting over the Howard Franklin Bridge or some other way that you come in, maybe around, you know, Gandhi and then coming the back way, it's annoying. It's a pain in the butt. So at the end of the day, it's just like, you know, do I really want to take the hour ride multiple times a year? Or do I want to go when, you know, some of the good games are going, like the Yankees are playing or the, Boston comes to town. You know, those American League East teams that makes it really, really a competitive game. So we'll see what's up. But, yeah, baseball's still chugging. And every day I get my notifications from my Dallas Cowboys on things that are going for OTAs, I think they call them, and the practices that they have. And we're looking good this year. We're looking good. So, you know, but then again, we're always looking good until we're not looking good anymore. So we'll figure it out and we'll see what's up. But now it's time for finance. So according to AAA, the price of fuel in Tampa is currently an average of $3.36, and it's around $3.74 in the Bronx. WTI crude oil is $72.08 a barrel, which is up $1.98. And, gasoline's been here and there. It's gone down, which is surprising because usually in the summertime it goes up because of the summer blend, but Saudi Arabia said they're going to flood the market a little bit. That way Russia's not making a lot of money on oil so that it can't support their fight with Ukraine. So the U.S. dollar index is 104.01 and the United States dollar equals 93-cent euros and one U.S. dollar equals 80-cent pound sterling. Now, in crypto, the price of Bitcoin is currently around $27,177. Ethereum is currently $1,907. And Solana is $21.30, with Cardano at 37 cents. Tesla's price is $214.58. I still own Tesla, and I own Starbucks still also, which is at $99.41. Tesla's been pumping a lot lately, and Elon Musk went to China and spoke to them about something, and ever since then it's been pumping. Now Starbucks tanked for a little bit. It went down from like 114 to like 104 when I bought it, and then it went down to like $97.25, $0.15, but now it's $99.41, so that's pretty good. And finally, para el Tigre de Tampa, Eduardo, gold has gone down to $1,962.40. But it is up this week by $3.60. And don't forget that the debt ceiling was raised. And both the House of Representatives and the Senate signed it. So it's official. So we will not be defaulting, which is good. That's why the markets are up. Now the next thing is going to be the June meeting with the Federal Reserve to see if they're going to raise interest rates there. I think they might raise it 0.25%. The CPI came out today and job markets are tough. They're still strong. They're still hanging in there. So we'll see what happens. But, little by little, they're saying that the, consumer credit is being used more. So I think it's up in the trillions again, being used more, and they're decreasing their savings. So it's going to be a little here and there, especially with the credit crunch coming and the tightening. So we'll see what happens with that. Now, remember, always, 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 like I tell you, I am not a financial advisor, okay? So please make sure you listen to this. This is my legal warning, and this is my notice. I am not a financial advisor. Only spend the money you feel comfortable to lose. And my comments on this entire finance section is for entertainment purposes only. Yes, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Because, again, like I said, you know, even though things are getting better for certain people, there's some that are still struggling out there. And we want to make sure that you're not using money that you don't need to use to, you know, to finance some of your little crypto endeavors or your stock market endeavors. So now the housing market, speculation has it that if the rates go down below 6, maybe around 5.5, even 5, the housing market is going to blow up. It's going to be like really, really hot. Because people are getting accustomed to the 6% and stuff like that. But it was a little higher than that this week. So today, the current average mortgage rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 7.06%, according to bankrate.com. And on a 15-year fixed mortgage, the average rate is 6.54%. The average rate on a 30-year jumbo mortgage is 7.08%. And the average rate on a 5-1 ARM is 6%. So the long-term 30-year mortgage rate at 7.06 was down from 7.26 last week. 15-year, that's at 6.54%, is down from 6.64% last week. The 30-year jumbo mortgage is down from 7.31% to 7.08%. The 5-1 ARM is down from... it's up 5.96% to 6%. So got to be careful with those adjustable rate mortgages. That's what happened in 2008, and that's what killed a lot of people. So you got to be very, 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 very careful, okay? So currently, you know, the average annual percentage rate, I mean, it's above where people want it. You know, people want it in the 4s, the 3s. You're not going to get it anytime soon. You're not going to get it anytime soon. Okay, you know, and this APR, the average the annual percentage rate, includes both the mortgage interest and the lender fees. That helps give a more complete picture of the loan cost. So you can have a mortgage rate of 6.85, but when you add all the fees and all the other stuff, that's your actual true mortgage rate. Give you an example, and Bankrate did a great thing, gave a great example to get an idea how much you'll pay. A $100,000 mortgage with a 30-year fixed rate loan at the current average interest rate of 7.06% will cost you about $669, including principal and interest. Taxes and fees are not included. All right, and that's for each month. So the Forbes Advisor mortgage calculator shows that around $140,961 in total interest over the life of the loan over the 30 years. All right. So it's like, okay. Now, for the 15-year, again, your APR is 6.58. With the interest rate of 6.54%, you would pay $873 more per month in principal and interest for every $100,000 borrowed over the life of the loan. You would pay $57,195 in total interest. So remember, again, you're paying interest up front. With a 15-year, you're going to pay half because it's half of 30. You know, so I'll give or take about. The mortgage rates for the jumbo, borrowers with a 30-year fixed rate jumbo mortgage with today's interest rate of 7.08 will pay $671 per month in principal and interest per $100,000. That means that on a $750,000 loan, the monthly principal and interest payment would be around $5,035. And you'd pay roughly $1,060,847 in total interest over the life of the loan. So that's crazy. Now, if you get a adjustable rate mortgage, if you lock in today's 5.1 ARM interest rate of 6% on a $100,000 loan, your monthly payment, including principal and interest, would be $600. So also for the VA, today's current VA mortgage rate is 6.48% compared to a week ago when it was 6.65%. The 52-week high was 6.74%. So it's gone down. But the 52-week low was 5.91% in that same period of time. So, you know, it's a game here and there, and, you know, it depends on who's doing what, where, why in the market. That's how you're going to figure out, you know, what your rate is going to be. So, now don't forget, if you have a good story and would like to be interviewed for the podcast, even if it's over the phone, please reach out to me and we'll collaborate. If you want to hear what a phone interview sounds like, check out the episode called Bees, the Devil's Advocate. If you want to hear, you know, any other topics covered here, reach out to me. You can also record a greeting on the podcast. If you are listening on Anchor, hit the message tab and record a message. If you're on Spotify, click the episode, and right below the green play button, you'll see a tab that says send me a recorded message. And on any other platform, just copy and paste the message link in the description. And then hit enter and boom, it'll ask you what microphone you want to use off your system that you're using and just talk into that. And it's good to go. As you see, just like JC, I'll throw you in there and have you opening the show. So also remember, you don't have to use your real name, because in Geo's passion, some names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. So enjoy the ride. Hey, I appreciate everybody listening in. I hope you're doing well. Like I said, reach out to me. Let me know how your summer loving happened so fast. I met a girl. So let me know how that's going. And also, if there's a topic that you want me to cover, also hit up, you know, hit me up. And also, say what's up. Say what's up. Hit me up on those Apple reviews. Say, hey, Jack, that's what's up. I appreciate you. You know, give me those 5 stars. Write the review so that Apple could put it out there. Again, Podbeam's kicking butt. And you guys and gals jumped out of nowhere. So I appreciate you. So I really, really, really appreciate you. But hang in there. Like I said, I've been working, busting my butt. But I love you all. I'm still here for you. And don't forget to enjoy the ride. And GPP, we out. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode of Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion Posse. Shout out to you guys and gals. Don't forget to follow, subscribe to the podcast no matter what listening platform you're on. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and many more. Don't forget to follow Geo's Passion on the social media scene with Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and my YouTube videos. I'm working on getting 2,000 subscribers and followers. I am almost there. So hook a brother up, all right? Let's build Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion Posse together. I thank you all. And remember, like I always say, some names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. Enjoy the ride. I'm Jack. I'm your host. And I'm out. Peace. Woo! Let's go.